Welcome to This Week on Windows, where this week, we're showing off some newly announced Windows Mixed Reality headsets, giving you tips to use Word like a pro, and a future collaboration between your favorite digital assistants that might just help you juggle the different aspects of your life. So let's jump into headlines. A first-of-its-kind collaboration with Amazon between Cortana and Alexa is coming soon. That's right. Later this year in the U.S., users will be able to access Alexa via Cortana on Windows 10 PCs, followed by Android and iOS in the future. And conversely, users will be able to access Cortana on Alexa-enabled devices like the Amazon Echo, Echo Dot, and Echo Show. So, in the future, things like shopping for something on Amazon might be as easy as saying, "Hey Cortana, open Alexa," and asking Alexa to order whatever you need using your preferred payment method for your Amazon account. On the other side, Alexa users will have access to some of Cortana's most useful productivity capabilities, like staying organized. So, things like getting to work on time would be as easy as saying, "Alexa, open Cortana," and asking when your first meeting is. For more information on this digital assistant collaboration, check out the Microsoft blog. Now let's check out more of those Windows Mixed Reality headsets. This week, these new devices took center stage at the huge Consumer Electronics Show in Berlin, and we couldn't be more psyched. Devices like the Asus Windows Mixed Reality headset featuring a beautifully unique design with a pattern of hundreds of 3D polygons and a glossy tone-on-tone effect. Dell also announced the new sleek and comfortable Dell Visor, its first-ever virtual reality headset for Windows Mixed Reality, engineered with a flip-up visor for convenient transitions. Lenovo unveiled their own Lenovo Explorer immersive headset for Windows Mixed Reality, with the Lenovo Explorer designed as a natural extension of your PC, allowing users to access their Microsoft Office suite, browse online, or watch shows in a virtual home office, as well as play VR games. So much to do! For more on some of the Windows Mixed Reality news coming out of IFA, check out the Windows blog. For many, school is starting up, and that means projects, papers, and creating Word docs. So here's a quick refresher course on some top tips to help you take your Word projects to the next level. First off, if you don't already know this guy, then get to know it. It's called the Format Painter, and it can help save you so much time. Check out this copied text. Say you want the graph to look like the rest of the doc. All you have to do is click on the formatting you want to copy, then click the format brush, then highlight the paragraph you want to change, and voila! Got a paper that requires a certain word count or page count? Keep up with your doc progress on the bottom left corner of your screen. Want to make your doc more visual? Who doesn't? Add pictures from the web! Word works with Bing to give you access to thousands of pictures you can use in your docs. Simply place your cursor in a blank space. Then under the Insert tab, select Online Pictures and search. Once you decide on the image you want, select Insert. Want to go for a more extensive look change for your document? Format with Style. Styles, that is. Explore style sets and themes by clicking the Design tab, selecting Themes, and choosing a theme from the dropdown. Finally, you got more questions? Need to troubleshoot something? You can always get help with search. Check out the Tell Me search box next to the light bulb icon, type what you want to do, and Tell Me search box takes you straight to commands and help in Word. Well, that's it for us this week, but make sure to keep it right here each and every week. I'm Kate, and thanks for watching This Week on Windows.